but you're going after Candia. Mr. Prime Minister, that don't look good on you. Why are you attacking women? Lincoln Bainey won't pay senior role, and now you attacking women. Why are y'all doing this? Why are y'all fellas doing the women like this? Why? I don't understand it. What's going on? Y'all have a why for these women, eh? I don't understand. Huh? Y'all have to do better. Huh? I can pray for better leave. Why are y'all doing this? Why are y'all doing this? Shireen say Miriam. Miriam Emanuel did the paperwork for him. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Christ. No. But listen, it's no way, Mr. Prime Minister, that you are short by... you're off. I mean, the whole budget is off by $137 million, the information that you conveyed. And you blaming Candia. Candia names don't sit down in the finance place. But I'll tell you who's there. Simon Wilson. And Simon Wilson done embarrass you enough. When are you going to fire him? When are you going to say enough is enough? This man that made me look stupid too much, he gotta go. At some point, you gotta get rid of this man. You understand? This man don't have your best interest at heart. He's trying to destroy you. Anyhow, we know that there's an economic downturn. And we know this because there has been rumblings in the hotels. We know, you know, the other day, the head of Bahama, that's, I think, Robert Stanley Sands, said, you know what? Because, you know, there was rumors that Bahama was getting ready to do major layoffs, major staff reductions. Robert Sandy Sands came out and announced, that is not so. That is a lie. That is untrue. That is not happening. We are not doing any layoffs. What Robert Sandy Sands didn't tell you, though, is that much of the staff members at Bahama are only getting 1 and 2 days a week. Maybe three. And if you ain't in the click, you might not get half a day. So if you ain't lay off, it's just that you ain't got no time to work. And so you have a lot of Bahama employees who are struggling because there is a downturn in not just in the U.S. economy, but in the, not just in the Bahamian economy, but in the U.S. economy, in the world. There's a downturn in the world going on right now. And we are feeling it because the numbers are down. The tourism numbers are down. And so Robert Sandy Sands is playing Negonomics with you when he says to you, we don't have to know, we're not doing any mass layoffs. I think that was what Simon Wilson did to Brave. He gave him Negonomics, not even economics. You understand? He's playing these games. When he says, oh, we're not laying off anybody. That's not true. That's a lie. No, but if you don't have the people coming to work, then... yeah, you know what's going on? They are technically laid off because a job giving you maybe 1 day or 2 days ain't enough to even put gas in your car to get to work. To pay these astronomical light bills, and I can talk about that in a minute. Can you imagine? Shireen said they're on garden leave. Huh? So you have these people pretending that, you know what, everything is good, everything fine, we ain't laying off nobody, but they're not saying, while we're not laying off, their persons are on reduced hours, on reduced days.